Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome to our second service. All those on Dominion Television and streaming across the nations of the world, it's good to have you in church today. We're excited about you being here. I guarantee you, you will go back home never the same again. Tell somebody, you are about. Tell somebody, you are about to have a spiritual experience like you've never known it before. Tell somebody, get ready. Are you ready, somebody? Put your hands together and give God a shout and a praise. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 10 that with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The word salvation here means deliverance. So you can believe, but if you don't confess, it doesn't work. This morning I want us to confess what we believe. It's important to confess what you believe. See, I hear you, somebody. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 13th verse, that according as it is written, we believe and therefore have we spoken. We also believe and therefore we speak. It's not enough to believe. Believing without confession is dead. But you got to go beyond believing to the place of confession. I want to talk to you about the shield of faith this morning. The shield of faith. We live in trying times. We live in difficult times in the history of humanity. Across the nations of the world, people are going through difficult times, trying times and hardship. Leaders of nations are confused and don't seem to have the right answers to resolving the problems of their society and people and community. Like never before, it takes more than logic. It takes more than philosophy. It takes more than IQ and skill to live. We need to know from God's perspective what it requires for us to live the life that is expected of you and I. The children of Israel left the land of Egypt for 40 years, found themselves in Egypt, found themselves on the wilderness of Sinai, walking through the Red Sea and walking through the wilderness for 40 years without shopping malls, without shop rides, without any kind of entertainment in the wilderness for 40 years. They didn't have clinics, hospitals. They didn't have drug stores. For 40 years, they didn't buy shoes. As they grew, their shoe grew on them. Their dresses grew on them. For 40 years, they had no need in the wilderness. Men ate angels' food. They ate the food of angels. God provided and gave them satisfaction in the wilderness for 40 years. We don't live in the wilderness. We live in cities. We live in communities. We live in homes and houses. And yet, we're going through trying times and difficult times like never before. We need to have illumination and we need to have understanding and light. We need to appreciate the rules of engagement. We need to know what is required not to exist and not to survive. I am not a survivor. I'm living. I'm no more a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Are you hearing me, somebody? So this morning, we are going to go past belief. Believe and just faith to activating the shield of our faith. I want everybody to be seated, please. Be seated in heavenly places. And I want everyone below the age of 20 to please stand. Anyone here below the age of 20, please stand and lift up your right hand. and say, I proclaim. Say, I proclaim. By the power of Jesus' name, before heaven and earth. And said, let it be written, O heaven, O earth, O heaven, O earth, O heaven, O earth, take record this day and write that I confess as a believer in Jesus that I will cross 20 and beyond. Say it again. I will cross 20 and beyond, and I will not die prematurely. By any means, I will cross 20 and beyond. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for them and you may be seated. I want those below 30 years who are not yet 30, please stand. You are not yet 30. Please stand. Lift up your right hand. Say, I call upon heaven and earth to witness my confession, proclamation by the power of Jesus' name this day. Let heaven and earth bear witness and record as I proclaim that I will go beyond 30. I will cross 30 and beyond 30 and will not die prematurely. By the power of Jesus' name, I will live and declare the works of God and will not die prematurely. If you believe it, put your hands together, give God a shout. Those below 40, in your 30s, below 40, you are not yet 40, you are in your 30s, please stand. You are not yet 40, you are in your 30s, please lift up your right hand. Say, I call upon heaven and earth in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the head of all principalities and powers, who is the head of everything, seen and unseen, known and unknown. In his name, I confess, I will cross 40 and go beyond and will not die prematurely. In the name of Jesus. By any means, I will live and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. If you believe it, put your hands together, shout, and be seated. Those of you below 50 years, you are not yet 50, you are in your 40s, please stand. You are not yet 50, you are in your 40s, please stand. Lift up your right hand. Say, I call upon heaven and earth. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeshua. Say, Yeshua. In your name, I proclaim before heaven and earth that I will cross 50 and beyond and will live and not die prematurely. I will live and proclaim the works of God in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus. Amen. If you believe it, put your hands together. Shout, scream, give God praise. Those of you who are not yet 60, you are below 60, you are in your 50s, please stand. Please stand. Please stand. Lift up your right hand. Say, I call upon heaven and earth in the name of Jesus to bear record of my proclamation and confession of faith before heaven and earth that I will cross 60 and beyond and will not die prematurely but live and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. If you believe it, put your hands together, scream, shout, give God the praise. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Be seated. Those of you below 70 who are in your 60s, please stand. You are in your 60s, not yet 70. Lift up your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, I call upon heaven and earth to bear witness. O heaven, O earth, O heaven, O earth, O heaven, O earth. write down this day that I will go beyond 70. I will cross 70 and I will go beyond 70 and will not die prematurely, but live and proclaim and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. You believe it? Shout, scream, clap your hands. Everyone that is 70 years below 80, you are not yet 80, you are 70 going, stand on your feet. All the 70 people. Lift up your right hand. Say, I call upon heaven and earth this day in the name of the Lord Jesus and declare that I will go beyond. I will cross 80 and beyond 80 and will not die prematurely, but I'll live to declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I declare it, I secure it. I will cross 80. I will go beyond 80. I will live and not die prematurely and declare the works of the Lord. You believe it? Clap your hands, scream and shout, and give God praise. I want those of you 80, in your 80s, not yet 90. Anybody here 80? Wow. We have 280 years here. Any more 80? We have one more, so we have 380. People are refusing to grow old. That is good. Okay, lift up your right hand and say, I call upon the heavens and the earth to bear witness. And let it go on record. We have another 80 here. Say, I will go past. I will go past 90 and beyond. And I will not die prematurely. I will not die before time appointed. But I will live and work the works of God. I will win souls. I will advance the kingdom. I will impact the ministry. I will touch life. I will have divine mileage in eternity. From henceforth, I will live and work for the Lord. Amen. Put your hands together and thank God for that. Anybody here 90? Anybody here 90? Any 90 years here? Any 90? Any 90? Say, I call upon heaven and earth by the power of Jesus' name and declare that I will be among those who will reach 90. Yeah. I'll be 90 plus. I'll cross. I'll be among those who will cross 90. By the grace of God, by the power of Jesus' name, I will cross 90. If you believe it, declare it, confess it, put your hands together and scream and shout. Amen. You may be seated. Living and crossing 90. You must ask yourself, why must I live long? And what is the reason for long life? Is for ministry and souls. And if that is your wish and your desire, let it be done unto you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to talk to you about the shield of faith and how critical it is for the time you and I live in to exercise the shield of faith. Put it on the screen. Let's see what the shield of faith it's all about. And I want to show you why you must have the shield of faith. You see, that is your faith. But faith is a shield. And when it's put down and it's not used or activated or put into action, it's powerless and you become vulnerable to the fiery darts of the wicked. But faith must be put into action. Next time we will talk about the sword, the importance of the sword, understanding the sword of the Spirit. Every one of the things we see in the Bible It's put there for our profit and our benefit. It's not just written for written's sake. It has a role it plays. And the shield of faith has a specific role it plays in the life of the believer. It is dangerous to have faith and not to exercise it. When faith is exercised or put into action, it ceases to just be faith. It becomes a shield against fiery dart that shields you against the devices and the onslaught of the adversary and the accuser. Say the shield of faith. I need you to activate the shield of your faith. I need you like never before to take the shield of faith. When the Bible says take it, it means it's available. It means it's within your reach. You can have water in your house, and if you don't apply the water, you stink. You can have soap and sponge, and if you don't apply it, you still stink. You can sleep in the garage, and sleeping in the garage doesn't make you a car. Are you hearing me, somebody? You have to understand the rules of engagement. And let me show you why you need to activate the shield of your faith. Ephesians 6:16, above all.
Above all, taking the shield of faith.
Taking what?
The shield of faith.
Somebody talk to me. Taking what?
The shield of faith.
So your faith can become a shield to shield you. Put on the screen after this, the shield, you see? You see the arrows? This is what we call fiery darts. Darts are there, and they are instruments and tools and weapons in the hands of the adversary that he uses against believers. When you exercise your faith by activating the shield of your faith, you quench the fiery darts. Now here, he didn't say of the enemy or the adversary, he said the wicked. Say the wicked. The Bible said that he that is born of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one cannot touch him. Now the Bible said the whole world lieth in wickedness. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you believe it or not, irrespective of your logic and your argument and your philosophy, may I submit to you that there is wickedness and evil in this world. And there are fiery darts. Now, fiery darts are darts that carry fire. And when it's shot at you, fired at you, when it comes, it sets you, your environment, and everything around you on fire. I need you to come, two bishops, face each other. Let me show you some of the fiery darts, okay? I want to set these two people against each other. So what I do, I send a fiery dart of provocation. Say provocation. Yeah, it's a provocation, it's a fiery dart. So I fire a fiery dart at him to be in loggerheads with his brother. Suddenly he picks up a fight with him. And because he's under a fiery dart, the attack of a fiery dart, he provokes this guy to anger. And anger is a strange fire. Say strange fire. Yeah, anger is a strange fire. So for whatever reason, the two of them are set in loggerheads. Now start to fight each other. And I'm going to try to stop them. And as I try to stop you and stop you, try to reach him. So I'm trying to stop them, you know. And they won't allow. They want to hit each other. Stop what you are doing. I said stop it. They are not hearing me. Are you hearing me? Sometimes that happens to husband and wife. That they don't want to hear anything. It doesn't matter what you say. That you can't make sense of what they are fighting over. And they are very angry with each other. And the man is firing. And the woman is also firing at each other. And the children are crying and they don't care. It's a fiery dart at work. They've been set on fire against each other. Fiery darts. And the Bible said the only thing that handles that is the shield of faith. Because if you don't exercise it, do you see the amount of arrows blocked by the shield? All those arrows can enter your body and injure you. Injuries. Bodily injuries. You are just there in pain. all your body is in pain. Your joint, your mouth, your back, everywhere is in pain. Fiery darts of provocation. Sit down. Number two, fiery darts of threatenings. Write it down. Threatenings. We live in times where everything threatens our very existence. I deal with threatenings every day. Fathers have been threatened. The lives of mothers have been threatened. The life of children have been threatened. There are fathers who are worried and concerned about their future and what shall become of them. There are children worried, afraid of what shall become of them, the possible losing of their father or their mother or their loved one. People are scared. People are afraid. People are changing their will every now and then. Others are also refusing to write their wills. It's a fiery dart. They are afraid that when they write a will, they will die. I have written first will, and I'm on a second will, and I can change it again. And it doesn't mean I'm dying. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to outlive a lot of people who wants me to go. They will go for me, and I'll still be here. I will read of their obituaries in the newspapers, and I'll still be here. So don't even go there with me. Don't try it. And I know sometimes the enemy can fire darts. Oh, yeah. You know, when I started teaching on end times, signs of end times, and the benefits of heaven and all that, some crazy guy somewhere in London had a dream and claimed that he saw me in hell. Yeah. During the time I was teaching on heaven and the signs of the end time, the enemy fired a dart, an arrow, a fiery dart, and he claimed he saw me in hell. And he put it on social media to cause people to doubt the message, to distract me and distract everybody, and to put fear in me. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I'm not receiving it. I block that dart, that fiery dart. I'm not receiving it at all. It came from the womb of the enemy. Now, I'm not saying that he didn't see it all. It's possible he had that dream. But write down, projections. Projections are the imagination of an enemy concerning you. That maybe it's possible he had a dream. Maybe he dreamt it. I don't know who he was or who he is. But it's possible I had a dream. But the dream came from the womb of the enemy. It didn't come from the Holy Ghost. The enemy showed him something, which is a projection that is what the enemy desires for me. But I refuse it. I reject it. For the Bible says, I know the thoughts I have of you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil to give you an expected end. So any evil thought, any evil imagination, any evil projection concerning my eternity and the end of my life shall not be determined by warlocks, by mediums. It shall not be determined by diviners. It shall not be determined by psychic, nor determined by sorcerers. It shall not be determined by false prophets. The outcome of my life and the end of my life is determined by the predetermined counsel and the original intent of eternity before I became a clot of blood in my mother's womb. Are you hearing me? For I know the thoughts I have of you, they are thoughts of good and not of evil to give you an expected end. God said, my thought of you are good and not evil. So any evil thoughts, any evil imagination, any evil projection is a fiery dart. I quench it in the name of Jesus. I dismiss it in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together and say, I dismiss any evil thought, any evil imagination, projection where my life, future, family, loved one is concerned. Dismiss. Use that word, say dismiss in the name of Jesus. Hear me. Life is not fair. Please hear me. Life is not fair. I've been preaching for 42 years and I'm still fighting. Still fighting. The higher you climb, the more the enemy comes at you. There's not a day that I don't have to take the shield of faith. He threatens me every time with something or the other. Then people come to me with all kinds of dreams they've had about me. And some of the dreams are very scary. And I reject it. I tell them, I don't accept your dream. The Bible says, if two shall agree, I'm not in agreement. So it cannot be established. I disagree with your dream. I disagree with your revelation. Whatever you saw is not for me. Wrong address. If somebody brings something to you and the address is wrong, do you accept it? You reject it. So whatever is brought to you in the form of a dream, if the thing is not correct, you just say wrong address. Return to sender in the name of Jesus. Everybody say return, return, return. Return to sender by the power of Jesus' name and return it to sender. Say return to sender. Yeah, simple. Yeah. Because a lot of people are walking around with ill will towards you. Yeah, yeah. Ill will. Some people want you to fall in public. Yeah. You are climbing the stairs and they want you to slip. Yeah. Yeah. The other day I was going down to pray for somebody and the enemy was projecting something to me. He said, be careful, you will fall. Yeah. Very important VIPs in the service. And he was projecting to me that he said, I will fall here. And I said, no, it's not going to happen. Then he said, okay, if you beat that one, how about this place? You can fall. And he was projecting evil. And he was trying to show me pictures of myself falling. And everybody rushing to pick me up. And I've been preaching for 42 years. And you can think that, oh, after all these years, the enemy will leave him alone. No! The devil is not the respecter of any persons. So give me a break. Don't tell me how good person you are. You don't desire anybody's wife. You don't covet anybody's husband. You are a good person. You are a nice person. You don't fornicate. You don't think evil of anybody. Give me a break. The devil doesn't care about your self-righteousness and your principles. He comes at anybody. Are you hearing me? That's why you need to activate the shield of faith. That's why you need to be on the alert. And realize that, let me tell you something. This world is bigger than what your eyes can see. The real world, you don't see it, but the real world exists. We are dealing with an unseen enemy, a person without body, an enemy you don't see that is real, and he's throwing fiery darts at you. The fiery darts of threatenings. Threatenings. You feel insecure in your own house. Yeah. You hear the bed of a cry of a bed. And you call security. Is everything okay? Sweating in an air-conditioned room. Yeah. Threaten every move of yours. Threaten your existence, your future. Telling you your business will go bankrupt. You'll be in debt. The bank is coming after you. You die prematurely. Showing you pictures of yourself. Showing you pictures of yourself in a casket. Having dream, seeing yourself in the cemetery. I was dealing with a gentleman and he was sick. And I said, take him to Kolebu immediately. He refused to go. And later on, he said the reason why he didn't want to go to Kolebu, he kept seeing himself at the mortuary at Kolebu. So instead of him to go to Kolebu to get help, the enemy showed him a picture that you are going to Kolebu, you end up at the mortuary. So he refused every help that he could get by going to Kolebu. Whatever the devil has shown you, by the power of Jesus, we dismiss it in the name of Jesus. Somebody put your hands together and say, I dismiss, 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 dismiss. I dismiss it by the power of Jesus' name. Say amen. Yeah. Everybody is dealing with something. Some of you wives, the devil has shown you some young chick taking your husband from you. So anytime he comes home, give me your cell phone. You are checking the cell phone when he's asleep. You want to find out what's going on. You have become insecure. Yeah. You become insecure. You are afraid. Yeah. I'm telling you. Somebody was telling me the other day that he saw online a group of occultists in Ghana, people who are occultists in Ghana, master in the occult, and he saw my name among them. Yeah, yeah, somebody was telling me. And they said, I'm occultic because of my Archbishop ring I'm wearing, my ring. Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen it, but somebody was telling me. I'm not throwing my ring away. It's my Archbishop ring. Eh? It's your opinion. Everybody is entitled to. Me, occultic, me. Can you believe it? And there are people in the church who can easily have doubt of it. Not that they believe it, though, but when they see me preaching, they'll be looking at me some way. Hey, Archbishop, occultive man, preaching the gospel. Yeah. No, not that they believe it, though. You've seen it, eh? And they've told you. Uh-huh. Bishop said he's seen it. They told you, eh? A member of one of our churches. All the bishops, eh? Yeah, because of our rings. Yeah. Yeah, it's online. A wife left the husband because of that. Yeah. A woman in the church left the husband because of my ring. That we are in the occult. Yeah. You know what that is? Fiery darts. Years ago, I had a strange dream about one of my bishops. Then I was dealing with a young man who was a wizard. Not a witch, a wizard. He had the powers of 10 witches. When I was dealing with him, he confessed to me and said that, do you know that Bishop so-so and so that you trust, he's one of us. Every night when we have meetings, he joins us. And he is our link. Hey! I got confused. When I saw the bishop, I started imagining things. Hey! Bishop, you are dangerous. The enemy had fired a fiery dart of doubt into my mind about one of my own bishops. So when I saw him, I started feeling some way. When we are eating and he comes around, I'll tell Bishop, this is a very, very important meeting. If you can excuse us, then I'll tell security, block him. Don't let him come here. And I started blocking him. And he realized something was wrong. So one time he asked, Papa, is everything okay? I said, oh, yeah. Everything is fine. I was lying. Everything was in fact. I was suspecting him seriously. I started praying some prayers against him. Started firing, calling lightnings, thunders. Angels who kill without mercy, strike this man. Hey. Then the Lord said to me, hey! If you want truth about anything, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. You don't listen to a lying spirit. You don't listen to a witch or a wizard. You want the truth about any of my children, ask the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Dismiss that lie immediately. So I told him, I called and said, Bishop, the witches said you are among them. He said, me. And I said, yes. They said you meet at a certain area on a tree every Saturday and you do some transactions. He said, Papa. I said, I didn't say I believe it, I'm just telling you. Can you believe that? Yeah, me, Papa. At my spiritual level, he fired a dart of doubt about one of my own bishop. And until I dismissed it, when I see him, I say in my mind, I take divine immunity. I insulate my life immediately with immediate effect. In the name of Jesus, I override, I overturn, I abort, I subject to divine subjection. In the name of Jesus, I call upon the angels of the Lord. I activate the prayer shields right now. I plead the blood of Jesus. I call for firewalls. Hey! I was praying some prayers. But do you also know I was praying out of doubt and I was praying out of fear. So the prayer wasn't going anywhere because I wasn't praying in faith and by faith. These fiery darts, he can fight. Listen, I've seen husband and wife come to my office. And the wife said, Papa, God showed me that my husband is having an affair. Yeah. The Lord told me. And God is not the author of confusion. And the husband and I fighting. And the husband said, Papa, I'm not having an affair. I don't know who she's talking about. And sometimes it goes to the point where the woman said, God show me the lady. Yeah. That lady in the choir. She said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The seventh one, that one. Yeah. They're having an affair. Papa, I'm telling you, I can see. It's possible that she's seeing, you know. Sometimes it's not a lie, but the enemy is showing you something, because the devil can show every one of us something. He's showing you something that will lead to confusion, so you can doubt your wife or doubt your husband, and it creates problem. Yeah, I've seen not just wives, I've seen husbands who come into my office and they tell me that I don't like the way my wife is flirting with that guy. And I said, which guy? Described the guy and said, at every service, he'll come and greet my wife. Yeah. Come and greet my wife. And I don't like the way he looks at her. And she also dresses some way these days because he knows the guy is coming. And after the service, she won't leave. She will hang around now till the guy comes. And after the guy comes and tells her something, then she'll do some way like that. Hey! Mr. Man, fiery dart, and the thing is eating his faith. And the woman doesn't even know what he's saying about. And Satan has magnified it. And he believes it. So he said, hey, if you don't stop talking to that guy, that church will stop. We're not going to that church again. We'll sit in this. Let's do Bible studies. Me too, I'm a man of God. Let's do Bible studies. I know the scriptures. The Holy Ghost is with me. Hey! Yeah. Declared a fast. And a husband came to attack me in the church. A husband came to attack me at IWC at the airport. Why? Because he wanted sex. And the wife said, we are fasting, so we can't have sex. And he said, we can't do what? That's your boyfriend, Archbishop. I'm going to him. Came to my office, want to see me over what? My wife said, you said she shouldn't have sex with me. So I called the woman and said, Mommy, I beg you, give it to him. Give the man what he likes. And he will give you what you want. I don't want Sayo. Give it to him. Fiery darts. Threatenings. Make you. Listen, I've had young men in this church, very, very gifted, who were supposed to be here. They were never supposed to leave. Because the Bible says a son abides in the house forever, but the servant does not. True sons. And people whisper, congregation member, they whisper, you are very, very gifted. Hey, young man, you are powerful. But you see, you are a young man. Don't follow Papa. You don't have a future. You don't have a land. You have nothing. You have to think about yourself. Set up your own church. I will support you. I'll give you money. I'll help you. You follow Papa all the time like that, Charlie, you won't have anything. And they say, yeah. This person, they love me. Yeah. I have nothing. I'm broke. I'm poor. Me too. I need security. So suddenly, they go on a fast. Before they went to the fast, the Lord has ministered to them already. Then they come from the fast and say, Papa, the Lord has spoken to me. What did the Lord say? I have to move on. Move on where? I have to move on. I need something of my own. Eh? You need something of your own. Then you have congregation members to follow them because of their gift. They follow gifts. They said, this guy is very, very gifted. Oh, he's a man of God. Let's follow him. As for Papa, I have one of my branches. The young man came recently. He wants to leave. So I said, okay, you can leave. And I sent a pastor from here to go and pastor. And they said some people in the church have followed him. And the guy is not going to go anywhere. I know him. He's my son. He doesn't have anything to offer. It's just a matter of time. If he lasts 5 years, I will praise the Lord for him. And people are following him. There was a lady that was in the choir here. He moved to that church on the Spring Third Road. He's followed him. And when they call, they don't return the call and everything. And it's all fiery darts. And you see, they don't exercise the faith to quench it. So they start feeling insecurity. And insecurity will make you misbehave. Oh, yeah, yeah. Insecurity will make you vulnerable. Yeah, yeah. Insecurity. The fiery darts, threatenings, and right, intimidation. Intimidation. Ahunehuna. Right? Ahunehuna. Yeah, intimidation. Ahunehuna. Write it down. You deal with it in life. The enemy will intimidate you. The guy call it JJT. Emale Nabu JJT. Ahunehuna. The enemy can scare you. And there are people sitting under the sound of my voice. The enemy has scared you. You are a believer, but you are living your life in fear. You're afraid. So you are doing things out of fear, not out of faith. For whatsoever a man doeth without faith is sin. Outside of faith, anything we do is sin. God is not pleased with it. I'm telling you. Dismiss your fears. A fear is a false reality that appears to be true. I dismiss your fears today. I command the fiery dart of fear to be interrupted. Say, I intercept the fiery dart of fear. Intimidation. Discouragement. Discouragement is a fiery dart. I've seen people discouraged. You know why people have suicidal thoughts? Suicidal thoughts and take their life? It's discouragement. It's a fiery dart of discouragement that when it hits you, if you don't activate the shield of your faith to quench it, it can take you out. I've seen people and you try to encourage them and they don't want to be encouraged. Yeah. I was dealing with the bishop the other time and I said to him that heaven is not ready for you now. I said, there's nothing happening in heaven. The real action is here. And it's about souls and the ministry. Two things. Souls of men and the ministry. Those are the most important thing heaven is looking for. So if you're a believer and you are not winning soul, you are a disappointment to heaven. I'm telling you. And every one of us, the day we stand before Christ, some of you will have a shock of your life. You realize that when you leave and you were selfish, everything God did for you, for the ministry and for souls, you didn't, you use it for yourself. And some of you are going to leave things here that the Antichrist will enjoy very well. And you won't have any eternal rewards for it. Because when you leave, you didn't care about souls. You didn't care about the ministry. It was all about you and your immediate family. I'm telling you. And a day will come, you'll give an account for that. But I'm not preaching about that. That's another time. See, I hear you. Fiery darts. He's good at it. Discouragement. And I told him, I said, you know something? If you want to die, die right now. I'll bury you. But if you don't die, if you don't want to die right now, then leave. Yeah, stop all these shegelele things. Discouragement. It's a fiery dart. It can hit your faith. And you forget all your scriptures. Yeah. Yeah. And then distractions. Distractions. It's a fiery dart. You get distracted. The enemy can hit you with something that it becomes difficult for you to shake it off. You're always distracted by something or the other. You can't focus. And concentration is the womb of accomplishment. So if you can't concentrate, you can't accomplish anything. Distraction, write it down. Distractions. What is it that is distracting you? Yeah. Frustration. Then guilt. Guilt will take away your confidence. Guilt will undermine your faith, and it will steal your boldness before God. Guilt. You're always feeling guilty of something or the other. But you know what I do? Whenever he tries to bring up guilt through some past mistakes or errors or whatever, I have a lot of regrets in life. And sometimes I regret about some things. And some of the regrets has to do with people that I shouldn't have helped that I helped. People that I shouldn't have empowered that I empowered them. And sometimes you see new people come around and God wants you to help them. And the first thing the enemy does is he reminds me of something that I've been through before. And then I look at them and I'm asking myself, so Father, this one too, who is he? Because you don't know people until they have money, exposure, and power. As long as people are broke, are poor, and are down, you don't know who they are. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah, I've seen it. I've seen politicians come to my office, pray for them, support them, do things for them, and suddenly they are in power and they don't remember. You can't even tell them. You call them, they won't return your calls. And anytime you say, oh, I've been very, very busy. I've been very, very, very busy. You know, busy. I'm honorable. Honorable. Honorable what? Yeah. I've seen people like that. For years, I've seen them. Not just in Ghana. All over the nations of the world, I've seen them. And I've seen people at the marketplace. Had nothing. And suddenly they break through. They start commanding money. Every year they bring a new car and they invite me to dedicate it for them. Some years ago, I decided that me too, I'm a person. So a guy brought a car and I said, have you given anything to the church? He said, no. And I said, dedicate the car yourself. Well, he said, Papa, but no, that asks for dance, so I don't have that kind of. And I said, if you know that I have anointing to dedicate your car for your safety, and I don't deserve the car. You deserve, every year, you deserve a new one. I say, brother, this time, dedicate it yourself. So I stopped dedicating people's car. He's like a president of America. He had a guy who always writes his speeches for him. He never gave the guy credit. So at a very important gathering, he did the speech of the guy. He did the first speech. And when he finished, everybody stood and they were clapping. Then he opened the next page. And he wrote at the next page, Mr. President, you're on your own. Then the president, ladies and gentlemen, you're on your own. You're on your own. Fiery dance. Then a victim mentality. It's a fiery dad. A victim mentality. Mobro. Oh, me dear, me a mobro. Me a mobro, eh? And I'm a mobro. Oh, I don't have anybody. No. You are not mobro. You are not to be pitied. A victim mentality. Where it's like you are always disadvantaged. It's a fiery dad that the enemy will hit you with. If you don't activate the shield of faith to quench it, you'll be a believer, speaking in tongues, sitting in the church, supporting the church, disadvantage in life. From today, whatever disadvantages you, by divine authority, I override it. I said I override it by the power of Jesus' name. If you believe it, clap your hands and say yes. Faith is a necessary commodity and ingredients for you to walk in victory. Come with me to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Let me run through quickly. My time is up.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
You can't please God by education or logic or philosophy or skill or IQ. No. God is not moved by skill and IQ and education. He's moved by faith. It's an invisible force and a divine audacity that allows an ordinary man like you and I to stand in defiance of impossible situations and to turn what is impossible into possibilities of life. And I'll show you how men and women of faith quench fires, shut them out of lions, subdue kingdoms, and obtain the promise and a good report. Yeah. True faith. Go ahead.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Tell somebody, you either believe or you don't believe. That's it. There's no middle ground. Tell somebody, you either believe or you don't believe. There's no middle ground. And if you believe, then say something. If you believe, confess it. If you believe, say it. For if thou shalt say, not if thou shalt meditate, not if thou shalt hold your peace, not if thou shalt be quiet, but if thou shalt say unto these mountains, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, not your mind, your heart. Because faith is of the heart and not of the mind. So I can be doubting in my mind, but as long as I believe in my heart, I'm fine. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart, he speaketh what? Good things. An evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart, speaketh what? Evil things. Amen. Come with me to 1 John 5:4. 1 John 5:4, quickly. My time is up.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Mm-hmm. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
What overcometh the world? How many of you want to overcome this world? Come on, talk to me. You want to overcome this world? The Bible says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even. I command every attack on your faith to be broken. I command every embargo on your faith to be lifted. I command every sanctions taken against your faith to be lifted. I command your faith to break loose and break free by the power of Jesus' name. Put your hands together, shout yes. Your faith is under attack. Tell somebody, do you know your faith is under attack? Yeah, because the enemy knows that faith is what overcometh the world. Come with me, go ahead. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Habakkuk 2, 4, quickly.
Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
The just shall live by skill.
No.
IQ.
No.
Knowledge.
No.
Contact.
No.
Connection.
No.
Transaction.
No.
Money.
No.
Investment.
No.
But what?
Faith.
But what?
Faith.
Say it again.
Faith.
And the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Say yes.
Yes.
I keep telling people, whenever I put on the word or a message of the word, suddenly I don't know what happens. I sleep. I just sleep. Some deep sleep and slumber comes on me. And I can get up, put on CNN or a movie, and my body is awake. My mind is alert. I put on the word, and immediately I feel sleepy. And the Lord said, do you realize that somebody doesn't mind you watching CNN or watching movies, but somebody minds you hearing the word? I said, oh, I see. So I saw the connection, because my faith is a necessary weapon. Are you hearing me? My faith in the word shields me from the darts of the enemy. So he would like you to watch CNN, see all kinds of evil pictures and bad news and everything to dampen your faith and put fear in you. But he doesn't want you to watch Christian TV. How many of you watches Dominion Television? Dominion, give me a show by hand. How many of you watch Dominion Television? Yeah. You see how few you are? The rest of you are not being fed. I'm on Dominion Television 24/7. I'm preaching all kinds of messages. You don't even hear it. You don't know about it. How many of you watch CNN, BBC? Give me a, come on. Don't lie. Stop that lying spirit in the name of Jesus. Just what I'll cast it out of you right now. Yeah. CNN. Go on CNN, they show you all those fearful things. And you see a cow chasing you in your dream. Yeah, you just saw a cow on CNN before you went to bed. Yeah. Amen? We don't value the things of the kingdom. We don't value spiritual things. And the things we don't see are the things that affects and impacts our life. Somebody say, talk to me. Romans chapter 1 verse 17. Look at something.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
Did he say from faith to fear?
No.
From faith to doubt?
No.
From faith to unbelief?
No.
But from faith?
Faith to faith.
From faith?
To faith.
From faith?
To faith.
From faith?
To faith.
From faith?
To faith.
From faith to faith. There's no middle ground. No ground for doubt and unbelief. You either believe or you don't believe. Are you hearing me? Say, Lord, I believe. Come on, talk to me. Say, Lord, I believe that it shall be unto me according as it was spoken unto me and as it is written. Lord, I believe.
As Lord, it is written.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
It is written,
yeah.
The just shall live
the just shall,
by faith.
The just shall
live.
Any just people here today, come on, any just people here today, the just shall live by sight, by feelings. Oh, by feelings.
No.
I feel some way.
No.
Somebody called me the other day, said, how are you? And I said, I'm wonderful. And he said, how wonderful? I said, wonderful. How are you feeling? Wonderful. Yeah, I'm wonderful. You want me to tell you I'm not feeling good? Yeah, there are people when you tell them, I feel good, I'm wonderful, I'm great, they want to push you and say, how wonderful, very wonderful. Yeah, they just shall live by faith, not by feelings, because the devil can mess up your feelings. These emotions, you have to be very careful of your emotions. Sometimes my emotion just goes haywire. Yeah, I feel some way. Some way, pa. Yeah. You start feeling that way, you forget scripture. Yeah. These feelings, this emotion, it can mislead you. You start feeling some way, and your body starts feeling some way. Then your mind starts seeing some things based on the way you are feeling. You got to immediately say, in the name of Jesus, hey, behave yourself emotionally. Come into order. Be in compliance. Power of Jesus' name. Behave yourself. Why are you looking at me that way? You're acting like you don't have feelings. Eh? Listen, I know you. You're not an angel. So don't even try to intimidate me. Cry, I know you. You are not an angel. Make your face like an angel. You're not an angel. Eh? You're not. Choir, don't make your faces like angels. You are not. I can tell. You can't live by feelings. If I live by the way I feel, I won't be preaching this Sunday morning. I'll be sleeping. Yeah. When it started raining yesterday, oh, the weather was nice. The weather was nice. This morning I went in, I was exercising, I was enjoying breathing in, breathing out, and the weather was beautiful. And I just felt like get some mattress and lie out there and just breathe in. And I look at my watch and I said, feelings in the name of Jesus. Come into divine compliance. Behave yourself. Showered quickly. And I know I have to go preach. You can't depend on your feelings. Are you hearing me? Sometimes I don't feel good about things and I push myself. Say push. Do it my way. Say do this. Say push. Yeah. You have to push. You push through. And you don't also live by sight. Say we walk by faith, not by sight. Not by sight. And sight is what you see. What you hear. What you think. You can't live by sight at all. No. You can't. You have to live by what the word says. David said, I've been young. Now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken. Nor is he begging for bread. I will not be forsaken. I cannot be forsaken. My children will not beg for bread. My seed will not beg for bread. I will not die prematurely. My children will not be cast away. My children will not be at the mercy of any man or woman. Maluma tawala hasis. Iloma kadila mahadaga havasis. You can't live by feelings. You can't live by what you see. I'm telling you. A man was walking in the mall in America on an escalator and he fell. He was wearing a white shirt, a white tie, a white jacket, and a white shoe, and he fell. Bishop, don't sleep. I don't know what you did last night. Your wife is not here. You had an all night. He had an all night. You know? Amen? Don't have any fiery dart, you. I can bear witness. He had an all night. So he fell. And everybody was looking at him. He was holding a white walking stick. He got up, took the walking stick, and you know what he said? He said, who cares? Tell somebody, who cares? Who cares? Yeah. Sometimes we are conscious of public perception and the school of public opinion, what people think. I have learned to ignore the school of public opinion. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. I don't deal with that at all. Yeah. I don't allow people to subject me to the school of public opinion. I don't allow it. I don't. I just told you that I've been put in the category of occultic people in this country because of my ring. You know? Then as soon as you heard that, no, you go and put the ring aside. Then they'll come with something. There's 7 people in Ghana who put on a chain and you don't know what the chain is connected to. They put something in their pocket. They are all occult people. They remove my chain. Then they come. They said, they were suspenders. All of them are occult people. Then I change. Then they said, all those who do our boy in the middle of their hair, they are all occulted. So I tell my barbers, cover my eye boy. I'm not changing anything. Call me any name you want to call me. I am what I am by the grace of God. The people that have been with 40 years, they know me. I'm what I am by the grace of God. Yeah, simple. Yeah. You see this man dressed there, sitting down like Nana with his crop. He was the first finance director of this church. He was then in school. Yeah. He was then in school. At Tech. First finance director of this church. When we were there, we were at the student hostel. Yeah, student hostel. Go and tell him I'm a courtier. He will dismiss it. The wife is my daughter. Yeah, I made the connection. Yeah. There was somebody else in the horizon and I blocked it. Yeah. Because, that one wasn't my true daughter. This one was my own. So I have to favor my own. So I block and I project it. It's a good principle. Yeah, it's a very good principle. I project my daughters. Yeah. Recently, I projected one daughter of mine. Yeah, she was doing some work. I did it in my hair. I said, come to my home. I asked somebody to come. So when he came, I said, girl, can you serve him some cold drink? He said, I don't want to. I said, no, you drink something. I said, girl, don't mind him. Bring him something to drink. Then he didn't know I was watching. You see, some people, they think me, I'm spiritual. When she was going to get the water, he started looking. I didn't say anything. So after she served the water and went back, I said, what do you think? And he said, what do I think? I said, you were looking at her. She said, so you are looking. I said, brother, me, I'm not just in the spirit. You can't rob her, no, I'm a robber. Then my daughter said, one of my spiritual said, daddy, he said, Papa, I've had too many disappointments. So me, I don't, and I said, hey, stop it. So I said, this is the deal. I'm introducing the two of you. And I'm telling you plain that I want you people to be friends. If something comes out of it, fine. If nothing comes out of it, at least you are friends. But I'm introducing you, be friends. That's all. Is it bad to introduce people to be friends? Yeah. So I told the brother, I said, brother, work it. Then I told my daughter, I said, finish him. Why are you looking at me that way? Yeah. I want my daughters to marry. And some of the daughters, they are too spiritual. Yeah. Always pray in the spirit. Why are you praying? It's not a time to pray. It's the time to talk to the brother. You see what I'm saying? Don't do any spirituality here. And some of the brothers, you don't know how to talk to the sisters. I want to tell her, sister, how is your spiritual life? Who told you she wants to know about? She's not interested in spiritual life. Talk to the sister. Tell her something about her hair, her looks, her perfume. Eh? Tell her, girl, you know, since we met the other day, I don't know what it is. I can't sleep. I even tried to take a sleeping pill last night. And just the thought of you defiles everything. Who are you? Where have you been all these years? Please tell me something. Talk to me. Do you feel me? Talk to me. You know what? I think I have to close this service right now. Yeah. I think I have to close this service, you know? Yeah. I have to close this service. You know, before I close, let me give you one scripture, and I'll close with it. We'll continue on Wednesday. Wednesday, we want to look at the different levels of faith, okay? Little faith, great faith, shipwreck faith, mustard seed faith, precious faith, weak faith, strong faith, no faith. Want to see what category you are in. Want to see your level in faith. But come with me to Hebrews 11, 32 to 39. Let's close with that. I have to stop because when I start this way, it's not good. Yeah, it's not good. Why are you looking at me that way today? You're all looking at me somewhere. I don't like it. Very, very suspicious look. All right, go ahead.
And what shall I more say?
What shall I more say?
For time would fail me to tell
time
of Gideon.
Time will allow me to tell you of Gideon. The accomplishments of faith. Yeah. Hey, look at it.
Time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of
Gideon. Barak. Mm-hmm.
and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah,
of David also,
and Samuel,
and
of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms.
They what?
Subdued kingdoms.
Through skill,
faith,
through IQ, through knowledge, through money, through transaction, through investment, through connection, through background, through influence, through accolades, through relevance. But what? Come on, talk to me. But what? They did what? They subdued kingdoms. Do you know that you can subdue kingdoms? By faith, you can subdue kingdoms. If you believe it, shout yes. Go ahead.
They wrought righteousness.
Wrought righteousness.
They obtained promises.
Obtained promises.
Stopped the mouths of lions.
Hey, say I shut the mouth of lions. See, any lion that has opened up his mouth to devour me, I shut the mouth of lions. Say, I shut the mouth of untimely death. I shut the mouth of the grave. I shut the mouth of hell by the power of Jesus' name. Put your hands together. Shout yes. By faith, shut the mouth of lion. Pentecost, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Let the mouth of your critics be shut. Permanently. Let the voice of your accusers be permanently discredited. And let those who divide your head be implicated. I'm telling you. We implicate them. They shall be implicated. And they will not be able to defend themselves. Because they did not show us mercy. And because they use power and influence to devise our head, may they be implicated and may they never find their way out. Let no legal technicality or legality bail them out. Yeah. Yeah.
They quench the violence of fire.
Yes, violence of fire. They quench it.
Escape the edge of the sword.
They escape the edge of the sword.
Out of weakness were made strong.
Uh-huh.
They wax valiant in fight,
uh-huh.
Tend to fly the armies of the aliens.
Yes, sir.
Women receive their dead raised to life again.
That. Women receive their dead raised back to life. Tell somebody, that is what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. That is what I'm talking about. Women receive and have their dead raised back to life. That is what I'm talking about. What an audacity. Tell somebody, what an audacity. Tell somebody, faith is a divine audacity that allows ordinary men and women like you and I to do impossible things. Yeah. Put your hands together and give God praise.
And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, uh-huh. That they might obtain a better resurrection.
Uh-huh.
And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea. Moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not a promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be perfect.
Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. You and I owe it to them. We owe it to them to get it right. Because without us, they are not made perfect. And they have become the cloud of witnesses in heaven, looking down at you and I and saying to us, finish well. Finish well. Do the right thing. Push the ministry. Advance the ministry. Win souls. Practice your faith. Don't be selfish. Don't be self-centered. Please stand on your feet. Lift up both of your hands. Say, by the power of Jesus' name, I release my faith. I activate the shield of my faith. I dismiss all fiery darts. I intercept all fiery darts and attacks on my faith. I will not compromise my faith. I refuse to be vulnerable. By the power of Jesus' name, let faith come alive in me right now. Say, as I clap, and let my faith come alive. Let the shield of faith be activated by the power of Jesus' name. Right now, by the power of Jesus' name. Amen.